In 2 weekends, the Baseball Hall of Fame will induct former Cincinnati Reds shortstop Barry Larkin and the late Chicago Cubs third baseman Ron Santo, who passed away in 2010. Missing his bid for induction this year was Chicago White Sox great Minnie Mignoso, who fell a mere 3 votes short. At age 86, the Cuban Comet is still waiting to be recognized. From Chicago, Yolanda Perdomo has our story.
It's just before game time at U.S. Cellular Field. Minnie Mignoso, who's also known as Mr. White Sox and the team's unofficial ambassador, is greeted as if he was still part of the starting lineup. People wave, shake his hand, call out his name, and he greets everyone with a smile and a wink, as if he's known them for years.
Hey, Minnie. Hey, how are you?
Good to see you, buddy.
How are you, buddy? Oh, yeah, when? Don't wait till the time I die.
To understand where he's coming from, you have to go all the way back to 1940s Cuba. In Mignoso's autobiography, he tells the story of wanting to play so badly in Havana. He got a friend who worked in the post office to stamp a fake letter and deliver it right at the time when he'd be working in the fields.
Then the next day, he yelled out, Orestes, I have a surprise for you. I said, me? From Havana, from the baseball club. He gave me the letter. The family I was with wanted to know what it was. I said, look, I have a letter from Havana to play. And they said, you must go. Go now. You never know what will come of it.
Mignoso played in Havana, and in 1945, he joined the New York Cubans of the Negro Leagues. In 1948, Mignoso signed with the Cleveland Indians and made the jump to the major leagues.
It was like saying you're going to the presidential palace. That's how we felt making it to the major leagues. When Jackie Robinson signed on with the Dodgers, all of us black players, we saw what heights we could achieve.
As a black Cuban, Mignoso had 2 strikes coming into the game, says Adrian Burgos. He's a history professor at the University of Illinois and the author of 2 books on Latinos in baseball.
Mignoso did not have the luxury as a black Latino, when he's hit by a pitch, to go running after the pitcher. That was read differently. It was viewed differently. And if he does that in 1949, he gets bounced back to the Pacific Coast League, quickly.
In 1951, Mignoso was traded to the White Sox, breaking the color barrier in Chicago 2 years before Ernie Banks joined the Cubs. Mignoso retired from the majors in 1964, but played in the minors and in Mexico before being brought back by Chicago White Sox owner and promoter extraordinaire Bill Veeck. Veeck got Mignoso to play brief stints in 1976 and in 1980, just so he could say he played 5 decades of Major League Baseball. For some baseball observers, it was seen as a stunt. Mignoso is quick to defend Veeck and his comebacks.
What does that have to do with anything? I never heard anything about that. That had nothing to do with it. I don't think there's anyone who says that's the reason. And my records are there. My numbers, I'm asking, what did I do wrong?
Mignoso batted .298 and led the league in stolen bases 3 years. It's not just those who saw Mignoso in the 50s and 60s that think he deserves entry into the hall. He connects with young fans like Jim Margalis, managing editor of the website Southside Sox.
I think people don't know just how he changed the game, because he was one of the first all-out players to run the bases like he did. So he kind of changed the way baseball was played in the 50s. He might be the most talented player that the White Sox have had from, I would say, the Black Sox scandal to the 1980s.
Last fall, to promote Mignoso's accomplishments, the White Sox sponsored a symposium with baseball writers, historians, and ex-ball players highlighting his achievements. Professor Burgos was a panelist.
The head statisticians come back and look with the new evaluative tools that we use today with sabermetrics and everything, how Minnie Mignoso stacked up to that period. In the American League, he was basically ranked with all these new approaches as the third best player behind Williams and Mantle.
But Professor Burgos says Mignoso's attitude tells a story that goes beyond scorecards and record books.
The smile he wears is a testament to his durability. You cannot take Minnie Mignoso down. If the racists of the 1950s who were thrown at him with their words, with their baseballs, and all those things can't take him down, nothing's ever going to take him down. And that is what I think people don't grasp about Minnie Mignoso. He is an inspiring baseball man.
For Only a Game, I'm Yolanda Perdomo in Chicago.
Pablo Miñoso, aquella verga, la bola baila.